When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism. Revolutionary investments. In 2003, the African elite had $80 billion deposited in white power banks. Africa needed those funds, but those funds were serving white power instead. What is worse is this. The $80 billion in white banks was minor compared to the wealth of intelligence, time, energy, resources, and know-how Africans were donating to white power's industries and economic system. The lesson for Black Power Economics is clear. Don't misapply your personal wealth, know-how, and intelligence in like manner. If you have excess funds, look for alternatives to United States bank accounts, or convert your excess funds to a non-United States currency. Best of all, use those funds to help finance Black Power. In fact, instead of accumulating a large bank account, you should be trying to get as much money out of the bank as you can. Whether it's your money or somebody else's is beside the point. Black entrepreneurs have been trying to join the white power business mainstream for decades without success. White power is opposed to black involvement in anything viable. In this case, it is good because we do not need to be a part of something as rotten as white power capitalism. Instead, we should be establishing better business relations within our black communities, and we should be establishing business relations with people in other parts of the world, particularly those who are trying to distance themselves from white power. The countries presently at the top of this list are Zimbabwe, Cuba, and Venezuela. Zimbabwe is in desperate need of investment dollars and export-import business. Black Power Economics can invest in countries like Zimbabwe and establish business relations and promote trade between Black Power Economics businesses in the United States and Zimbabwean businesses. There are black businesses in countries like Venezuela and Brazil that would benefit from Black Power Economics investment dollars and trade relations. And the same is true of Cuba. Trade with countries like these and non-capitalist business persons in countries like these would be good for a Black Power economy. Not only would it bolster our competitive position, it would reduce the dominance of white power economics, particularly that of the United States. And black power economists must distance themselves from so-called black capitalism. Capitalism is nefarious and anti-human, and it does not change when it is modified with the term black. Instead of concentrating solely on black businesses, we need to be establishing black power economics collectives. And instead of opening businesses to make personal profits, we need to be concentrating on developing our group wealth and using our collective wealth to promote an agenda. We need to start making the baby steps that will lead to an alternative to the white power so-so. Same old, same old. Black power economists need to identify the wealth in the black community and seize control of that wealth. We should not make the mistake of thinking that the salaries black individuals receive for working on white power's jobs constitutes black wealth. We can make use of those salaries while they are available. But more than anything else, those salaries demonstrate how much white power controls us. Black wealth is an indication of how much we can control ourselves.